6-month-old daughter just took her first step on Father's Day this past Sunday. And she hasn't taken one since. One step on Father's Day. She took one step. Everybody clapped. She grinned and she sat down. That's my girl. I want to dedicate this song to my daughter. The songs about how rock and roll saved my life as a teenager. I don't know what I'm going to do when she gets old enough to listen to this song. I might reconsider a few things, but from where I stand right now, it's why I'm still here, so it must be okay. Dropped acid, Blue Oyster Cult concert, 14 years old. And I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. And on my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama, with a half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving me, just barely turned 16. I mean, we're making friends here, so I don't have to bullshit you. Because when it really, really comes down to it, I'm not sorry for a goddamn thing I've ever done in my entire motherfucking life. And I live to tell about it. And I plan on living to come back a bunch more times and do a whole bunch more stupid shit. And I never saw Leonard Skinner, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. The 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Man. When I was 17, I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach, and I drove over to a friend's house, and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch and crawled in the back door. And I slithered through the mail hole. And I sneaked up them stairs. And I puked in the toilet. And my best friend nearly drowned, but his sister Dee pulled me out. The band that I was in played the boys are Skinner was set to play in Huntsville, Alabama in the spring of 77. I have my ticket, but it got killed. Yeah.